This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2026. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded March 19th, Albania, Antarctica, Argentina, Australia, Bougainville, Chile, China, Cuba, Denmark, France, Germany, Guatemala, India, Indonesia, Iran, Italy, Japan, Korea, North and South, Kurdistan, Kuwait, Malaysia, Mexico, North America, Papua New Guinea, Romania, Russia, Spain, Taiwan, Tibet, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, it's not clear what we're going to be hearing on 5800 from WRMI after 01UT. Originally, it was carrying the Spanish service from Argentina almost 7 days a week, although it's produced only 5 days a week. But tests from Radio Taiwan International in Spanish were scheduled in for March 16th, 17th, and 18th. And that was extended at least one more day on the 19th. We've yet to find a replacement time for Argentina relay in Spanish via RMI. And what about the second half hour at 01:30? On March 18th, we were surprised to hear Radio Tirana in English, and it was parallel to their original frequency, 9395. But the next day, it was on neither frequency. LRA-36 Antarctica is becoming more active, but not yet on a reliable schedule. They have put in some special programs on short notice. Fortunately, Manuel Mendez is being notified of them, at least somewhat in advance. On March 17th, there was supposed to be a program called Corazón Antártico at 19 UT. So many of us were trying to hear it via remote receivers, if not direct, but it was a no-show. And he later learned from the station that, yes, they had transmitter problems. However, they're trying again with another program scheduled for Saturday, March 21st, starting at 13 UT, about the anniversary of the San Martin base in Antarctica. That's 15475.97 compatible USB. By the way, Ivo Ivanov thinks the power is 10 kilowatts and the antenna beam is 180 degrees to South America, but that's due south directly to the South Pole, if correct. In case you're not clear what that means, compatible USB means upper sideband plus reduced carrier. Argentina non, getting back to where we may hear RAI in Spanish via RMI, I now see on their schedule 0130 UT on 9395. Where we've been hearing Albania in English instead. That would be following the half hour in English from Argentina at 01, and another full hour of Argentina in Spanish at 01 on 5800, both of which have yet to be confirmable. About the special event ham operation from the Radio Australia Shepparton transmitter site via its very high-gain antennas, which we've been mentioning, I wasn't successful in hearing it, but a couple of our correspondents did. Chuck W3ON says, I heard and made a ham radio contact with VI3RA at 1100 UT on 7163 LSB. It was very loud and strong, 20 over 9, or straight 5 SINPO. But since then, I've not heard their transmissions. This was probably on March 14th. And Richard Allen, my neighbor in Oklahoma, says, it closed its 40-meter band transmissions at 1254 UT, March 15th, with the announcement, this is Victor India 3, Radio Australia, signing off. That's more than Radio Australia itself did. When they closed, they simply played Waltzing Matilda one time with no announcement and flipped the off switch. Ron Howard at Acido Mar, State Beach, California, has been monitoring the private Australian shortwave station, Radio 4KZ on 5055. March 15th, he was hearing it past 1044 UT, easy to ID some pop songs. It was with some semi-readable ads. Then on March 18th, heard from 0806, well above the norm with fairly readable reception, including a list of cancellations, great moments in Australian sports history, and so forth. On March 17th, it was noted to be off the air by 1144 when he rechecked, and on the 18th, it had gone off by 11:15. On the 19th, he says he heard it going off the air at 11:02, confirming they are closing much earlier than before. Reinhardt also reports on NBC Bougainville 3325. March 13th at 0749, some pop Pacific Island songs. News started at 0803, poor reception. On March 18th, heard from 0856, well above the norm, fairly readable. With the weather forecast at first, frequent IDs, as NBC Bougainville, Nas Prong Sankamap, which means voice of the sunrise. At 0901, a speech before Parliament in English about COVID-19. At 1000, a PNG bird call and international NBC news in English, all about the virus. As was the regional news in English, which followed at 1011. It's been many years since Chile had any official shortwave broadcasting, but Claudio Galas in Chile keeps reporting on a couple of pirates in his country. And I can only wonder if anyone else is hearing them further away. 5825 Radio Triunfal Evangelica, March 14th at 2200 to 2215, with talk and music. And the other one, RCW, which stands for the English name Radio Compañía Worldwide. 7610 is its active frequency lately. He heard it March 13th at midnight to midnight 10 with music. On the 15th, 2200 to 2245, talking about the station. And with a DX program and Europarada, I wonder if that's the one which originated at Radio Netherlands. And furthermore, March 16th at midnight 5, news about the virus coming from Radio Biobio. Ron Howard reports on an interesting utility station in China, or you might consider it broadcast by stretching a bit, 3303 USB, Zhoushan Marine Meteorological Radio Station. Heard March 14th at 1107 in Chinese, almost fair reception. It provides weather for fishing vessels and others at sea from a 2-kilowatt transmitter via an antenna vertically polarized in Puduoshan scenic area of Zhoushan City. And he provides a complex URL for its website already known to members of the World of Radio IO group. Via Rusty X, an item from radio.ru, the CNR 13 station in Uyghur broadcasts Western pop music concerts daily from 12 to 13 UT, announcing the names of songs in English. On 9420 and 9890, and medium wave 720, 855, and 1422, among many of the national minority services originating from Beijing. Since March 12th, I've been hearing Radio Vanacuba in the mornings on 13780 instead of 13740. They've used that frequency before. There's no obvious reason to move back and forth, but they appear to be sticking to 13780, such as around 14 UT. Finally, 4 days after the imposition of Yankee-inspired daylight shifting, Radio Vanacuba found its English transmission, which had been missing. The one which had been at 22 UT on 11880, as we anticipated, it has been moved 1 hour later, illogically, 23 UT, heard on March 12th and 13th, and now it's parallel to 5040. Manuel Mendez in Spain reports the low-power Danish private shortwave radio OZ Viola on 5825, March 18th at 2054 to 2155 with tuning music, 2100 ID, jazz and songs, saying from Denmark with our program Midnight Jazz. It was weak to very weak, however, even in Spain, but he did get an EQSL in 1 hour. It's the one featuring a radio tower admired by a scantily clad lady. That is their imaginary mascot, Viola. And furthermore, Mike Terry forwards this from someone, Jan Sorensen, on the WRTH-FB. For the benefit of those who are not on jobs in these difficult times, we will play some corona-free music this afternoon, so join listening on 5825. This would be Wednesday, March 18th for a few hours, starting at 12 UT, and also Midnight Jazz from 21. Since I observed that Radio Verdad Guatemala 4055 was still announcing a P.O. Box address in Chiquimula of number 5, during its sign-off after 06 UT, there's been a lot of discussion in our group about whether Radio Verdad is really able to receive or send postal mail, since Dr. Madrid has previously said that is not possible in Guatemala. Chuck Gessner asked Dr. Madrid about this, and here's what he said. private mails ceased permanently as they never got an agreement with the government, which is now operating to some extent the old official post offices. The problem is that it is not operating fully. They are operating partially. We are not allowed to send any mail out, but we may receive mail from other countries, very scarcely. I have received several from the U.S. and Mexico, but not many. Many from other countries. It takes some time to arrive, although they may eventually get to us. He says he's not even received some registered mail that Chuck had sent him. But he adds, I was informed we may send postal mail within Guatemala already, but not to other countries. They've announced several times that postal mail will start functioning normally, but it has not happened yet. So the best way to reach Radio Verdad is by email, radioverdadfigure5@yahoo.com. And later, Dr. Madrid told Chuck, I've received about 10 reports on regular postal mail, but I am not able to send them a QSL card because they do not include an email address. Some editors seem to think reports of stations not being heard of are of no interest. However, it is significant when a station is not on the air when it should be, such as All India Radio J-POR 5040. Ron Howard says it has been missing both March 16th and 17th, checked around 11:43. And the latest about Voice of Indonesia, via Palangkaraya, 3325, the same frequency as NBC Bougainville, so always be careful to figure out which one you're really hearing. Ron Howard says this about VOI. March 15th, after 10:56, an unusually good signal and audio at good level. Then it was totally blocking Bougainville, ending their English hour, and later at 13:08, the next English hour, with spotlight on Indonesia's response to the COVID-19 virus. And today in history. Still in doubt, try to match it to the parallel Indonesia frequency, 4749.95, from Chimangis, Jakarta. HFCC has now made public its expected shortwave schedules, which go into effect for the A20 season March 29th, and we'll be referring to several of those in anticipation, at least. English from the Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran for almost 1 hour, starting at 15:23 on 7410, at 19:23 on 9835, and 9855. That's all for English from Iran. Ivo Ivanov says the first two replace 9800 and 9750. Speaking of Iran, it's now been colliding with IRRS Italy None since it moved to 7295. There's an overlap until 18:22 UT, after IRRS starts the War Room Pandemic show at 1800. That's Iran's German service starting at 1720, which, however, in A20, will be moving to 7300 or 7350. However, per Ivo Ivanov, IRRS will be moving its programming 1 UT hour earlier for A20 and staying on 7290. That means English at 17 UT, including the War Room Pandemic show, and other programming after 18, including World of Radio, on Mondays. Via International Vacuum, Internet, AM, FM, and Shortwave, World of Radio 2026. Also bringing you the website worldofradio.com, all of which are non-commercial. As I record this on the first day of spring, many thanks to Gerald T. Pollard, Raleigh, North Carolina, for another seasonal check, generously supporting World of Radio, to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK, 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Mike Terry forwards news from NHK's website that Radio Japan's English service changes part of its schedule from March 30th. At 0500 UT from Monday to Friday, it will be moved up by 30 minutes to start at 0430. However, on Saturday and Sunday, it will still be at 0500. No explanation why this curious change. But the frequencies will be 7245 via Vatican and 11970 via France. And the few remaining other English broadcasts from Japan, at 14 on 9450 via Tashkent, Uzbekistan, and 11830 via the UAE. Oh, back at 11 UT, there's 11695 via Singapore. According to HFCC, via Wolfgang Bischel. From Korea South to North, the Voice of Freedom on 6045. Ron Howard reports, heard from 0753, March 18th, just missed their sign-on. Time pips at 0800. And there's no North Korea jamming, which is still on 6135. The latest VOF schedule from Amano is provided to Komatsubara Hiroyuki. They are broadcasting 20 hours straight from 08 until 04 UT, instead of 4 5-hour broadcasts with 1-hour gaps between them. Iwo Ivanov provides the frequency changes as of March 14th for JSR, or Shokaze, Seabreeze from Japan about North Korean abductions. 13 to 14 UT on 6085 and 7345, including English, normally on Thursdays only. Repeated 16 to 17 UT on 6095 and 7325. In between, there is a relay by Shokaze of another allied station, Furosato no Kaze, at 1405 to 1435 in Japanese only, on 6095 and 7260. And Howard already heard the 13 broadcast, March 15th on 6085, not jammed yet. On that date, it was in Japanese and Korean, but the other frequency, 7345, is a poor choice, a long-standing CNR1 strong transmission. From 13 to 14, forget about trying to hear Tazin Radio Myanmar under all the interference on 7345. Ron rounds up all the weekly frequency changes of two South Korean clandestines to the north as of Monday, March 16th. Checked around 1250 UT. Here we go. Voice of the People, 3485, 3915, 3930, 4450, 6520, 6600. Echo of Hope, 3990, 4890, 6000, 6250, mixing with the North Korean Echo of Unification. And that is parallel to 3945. Back to Echo of Hope on 6355 and 9100. And another clandestine for North Korea, this one transmitted from far Uzbekistan, is Free North Korea Radio on 7590. On March 16th, Ron Howard heard it on 7590 at 1300, matching audio streaming. According to Wikipedia, it's funded by a grant from the American National Endowment for Democracy. According to Ivo Ivanov, besides the hour at 13 on 7590, the half hour at 21 UT is on 7535 and not 7550. And now on the Radio DX by Komatsubara, it says, Free North Korea Broadcasting is a program made with the wisdom and passion of North Korean defectors living in the South. Ivo Ivanov provides an updated schedule for Dengewe Lot, the clandestine for Kurdistanish Turkey, 0330 to 06 on 7350 via France, 06 to 15 on 11530 via Pridnestrovia, 15 to 16 11530, but via France, and 16 to 22 on 9525 via France. Numerous other registered frequencies in V19 have been inactive. Radio Kuwait does not make it easy for us to hear them in English, but it may be worth sending them a report in some other language. In the NASA flash sheet, Ralphus W. Perry in Illinois says they will QSL with their big dramatic diploma-style QSL for e-reports. I got one about a year ago. He's recently heard them March 14th at 1625 in Urdu on 15540. As of March 17th, Ron Howard says that only one of the Sarawak FM frequencies on shortwave is still being heard, 11665 YFM, while the other one has been off the air for over a week, 9835. It's again achieving almost exactly 6185 XCPPM, Mexico's only shortwave station, has at least been on the air with a carrier. Hardly any modulation has checked March 18th at midnight 21. However, almost 24 hours later at 2355, it was just barely modulated with Mexican music. Radio Educación must have much more important matters on its mind, holding on to medium wave 1060, after migration to FM is complete. It seems that 100 kilowatts on medium wave has better coverage than FM. We have an article about this from americaeconomia.com. Not a word, however, in there about shortwave. Thanks to the GRA blog. Rick Barton in Arizona reports Antichrist Pirate Station YHWH on a different frequency than usual, 7475. March 16th at 0300, right between his other two hangouts, 7470 and 7480. However, the next night, March 17th at 0248, we were hearing again on 7480, as well as Wild Salmoniv in British Columbia. It seems there's now only one active Papua New Guinea station, if you include Bougainville. Ron Howard in California says NBC Madang 3260, as of March 15th, has been silent since mid-December. That's 3 months, so we suspect it might be gone for good. What about those plans to reactivate many NBC shortwave stations? Ron says also not hearing any carrier now on 7325 before 1000 when he had recently heard Wantauk Radio Light. Russ DX has a report of an NID station on 1611 kHz, first reported by Piotr Skorek March 12th after 20 hours UT. It's in the Russian language with songs and announcements, but no IDs, presumed, I think, to be a pirate, widely heard in Western Russia and Northeast Europe. In IRCA, Old Roy on Cape Cod reports the 200-kilowatt transmitter in Sevilla, Spain on 684 is actually 30 hertz off frequency to the plus side, while Mauno Ritola in Finland measured it only 18 hertz off. It may not sound like much, but I've also noticed with precise tuning it stands out as being significantly off frequency. On Monday, March 16th, Richard Langley in New Brunswick was recording Spain on 9690 to hear their English broadcast at 2300. But there was no English, nor any foreign language programs. They were programming relays of their domestic RNE channel. Only IDs for Radio Nacional de España, and time checks also for Canary Islands. Manuel Mendez in Spain confirms, according to the website, due to the grave pandemic, the government has decreed that there's a state of alarm in Spain, and Radio Exterior ceases production of new programs, instead emitting the signal of Radio Nacional, Radio 1. Michael in the UK complains far more disruptive is the recent change of Canal 24 Horas, TV Internacional, and radio satellite broadcast to Europe from 19 degrees east to a different satellite at 13 degrees east. Many viewers will not have a steerable dish and would lose access to these programs. Radio Taiwan International Spanish tests via WRMI were carried out UT March 16th to 19th, but unknown yet what's happening next with those. We were hearing them on 5800 at 01 UT, and at 02 UT, not only on one frequency, 5010, but two more, 7780 and 5800. Disrupted, preempting expected programming, as I mentioned earlier, such as Argentina. Hans-Jürg Biener sends info about the so-called Holy Tibet program put out by the Chi-Com occupiers. He got a reply from them, but it's unclear what is a correct email address. They did give a program list. Monday and Tuesday, Tibet Story. Wednesday and Thursday, Eyes on Tibet. Friday, Tibet Tourism. Saturday, Tibet Review. And Sunday, Music Shangri-La. Check their website, www.thetibet.com/en/, where you may find an email address if it works. Schedule for the one-hour English broadcast is at 16 and at 07 UT on 4905, 4920, 6110, 6130, 6200, 9580, 7255, 7385, and 9490. China Tibet Broadcasting Station. Looking over the 820 HFCC schedule, Stephen Luce in Texas says, at a quick glance, it appears BBC World Service in English shortwave output is pretty much the same as in the previous B19 season, so feared cuts due to budget constraints have not happened yet. Elsewhere, I noticed Deutsche Welle will discontinue Swahili on shortwave, leaving the only languages for radio listeners Hausa and Amharic. 5896.5 USB is an interesting frequency when there are no broadcasters around. March 18th at midnight 28, I was hearing the Region 6 Shares Net, headed by NCS 307 and 387, and a contact from a Mars call, AFA-6 AG. Apparently FEMA is also involved in this Shares Net. Also heard a U.S. Army Mars Strategic Net, but using tactical calls, on 13963.5 USB, March 17th at 1523. Please note that from March 29th, the times for World of Radio on our affiliates in Europe, both radio and WRN, will shift one UT hour earlier to appear to be at the same local time. We'll have an updated schedule via our website, worldofradio.com. On WBCQ's Alan Weiner Worldwide, March 14th, John Carver heard him say that in the near future, 6160 and 3265 would be returning to the air with programming. The superstation on 9330 has been noted missing at certain times, such as March 16th at 1555. No signal. After spending millions to build a 500-kilowatt station at the WBCQ site to cover the whole flat world, World's Last Chance Radio discovers a need for relays closer to the Middle East in order to convert all those Egyptians to Nihilism. Ivo Ivanov points out that registered for A20, but apparently not in effect yet, are these relays via Wolverton, UK, 18 to 21 on 9800, 21 to 01 on 6015, 01 to 04 on 6010, 04 to 06 on 7260, all in Arabic for North Africa or the Middle East. Here west of Tulsa, we often have heavy rumbling interference to KRMG 740, which we previously traced around sunrise, to XEQN in Torreon, Coahuila, in Spanish, of course, but now in NRCDX News, Chris Knight in Colorado reports another station off frequency in Spanish, 739.84, KIDR in Phoenix, Arizona, heard, however, in the evening around 21 Eastern Time. That is in late February, when it was equivalent to 02 UT. It may have been a one-time event, but worth further checking. The 25-kilowatt daytimer on 1520 KYND in Texas was heard by a number of DXers in Europe on the air in the middle of its night 0500 UT on March 15th, running that loop requesting advertisers. Mike Terry sends an article from Inside Radio March 14th. Broadcasters would call it money well spent, but it's still cash coming from the federal government. The FCC estimates it will cost the agency at least $11 mega to enforce the newly adopted law that requires it to step up pirate radio enforcement. On FM anyway, it seems to me that shortwave pirates are below their radar. The Park Service is selling out to telecom giants. That's a story in High Country News. www.hcn.org. With Trump's blessing, cell towers are infiltrating protected public lands across the West. Mike Terry sends this from digitaljournal.com via Southgate headline, interest in ham radio soaring as country grips with virus outbreak. In the second week of March this year, compared to last year, the number of persons signing up for ham radio license courses on hamradioprep.com soared more than 700%. However, this year's Dayton Hamvention in Xenia has been canceled. Last year, it attracted more than 32,000 visitors. Another non-log from Ron Howard, Vanuatu, not heard on any of its frequencies, March 14th, 15th, or 17th. The propagation outlook from SWPC Boulder, issued March 16th. Geomagnetic field expected to reach active levels on 27 March, with incandescencies of 12 and 4, but all other dates only 5 and 2 or 8 and 3. Solar flux stuck at only 70, at least until April 11th. Hey everyone, stay safe, stay home, listen to the radio more. So concludes World of Radio 2026. Thanks for listening. I'm Glenn Hauser, inviting you to hear me again next week, concluding with a standard disclaimer.